Well, when we played them 4 years ago now, Ray played, but Ed did not play that night. So I never got to play against Ed Reed, I mean, on the field, really. You could maybe count 05, but I wouldn't really call that playing what I was doing on the field that night. But two great Hall of Famers. Ed still playing, Ray doing a great job on TV. So it's a different defense, but, you know, like we've had here, when we lose guys who are long-time players and great players, the next guy up has got to step up and play well.
Aaron, I know that 05 Monday night game, you know, didn't really go the way you wanted, but what did you learn from that and that, you know, playing time that you were able to carry over to your work going forward?
Well, I thought I was a little better than I showed that night. So I was resolute in my determination to get better that offseason, and that was the offseason that Mike came in with his quarterback school, and we reported March 14th or whatever that that year, and I got to really work on my skills, and that was important for me in my development, realizing I didn't want to put another performance like that on the field. Can't say that New England the next year was much better, but I know I got better between then and the next season, and luckily I was able to put together a good performance before I took over as a starter.
Aaron, looking at tape this week, what did you learn about lack of success in the red zone or scoring opportunities?
Yeah, we looked at that on Monday, and you know, we had two opportunities and got two field goals out of it. So definitely got to improve in that area, especially when you're playing real good football teams. You got to get 7 points, make it easier on your defense. It really changed the momentum of games by getting in the end zone there. But you know, it's a tough opponent for us this week, a tough challenge, and you know, we're going to need to make sure we help our defense out.
Is there a percentage you want to hit? Is there like a magic number of percentage on red zone percentage?
There is. It's 100%.
Do you feel any type of pressure to add more points or score more with injuries on the defensive side to Clay and Brad at all?
Well, I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be great every week and score as many points as we can. You know, when you're having to settle for 5 field goals, that's not obviously what you want to do, but when you got the stud like we got kicking and the way he's kicking, that definitely gives you a lot of confidence in offense, and the defense obviously was playing really well.
What's been the difference between Crosby last year and this year, you think?
Well, I would say confidence. You know, for a kicker and a quarterback, that's a very important word. He's kicking with a lot of confidence. I don't know if having Tim doing the kickoffs has helped him just focus on kicking field goals, but something's working really good.
Aaron, I mean, you and Joe signed huge contracts this offseason. How do you handle any pressure expectations that come with that?
I can't speak for him, but I know I've just tried to focus and prepare like I have the last 5 years starting, and realize I have a great responsibility to this football team and this organization to play well every week. I put a lot into it. I care about it a lot. I look forward to my leadership opportunities. I look forward to leading us on the field on Sundays, and I know that I'm looked at to bring a good performance every week, and I take that very seriously.
Do you visit with the opposing quarterback prior to the game at all? Will you talk to Joe before?
I'll talk to him after.
After?
I don't go out on the field early.
Quarterback, your thoughts on Flacco, the job that he's done?
Yeah, great job. I mean, he's done an awesome job. He's doing a really good job as commercials. He's improving in that area. But he's a Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, and I know what it feels like to be in those shoes. It takes a big weight off your shoulders. And I think you can go into the next season a lot more relaxed about the things that you've been able to accomplish with your team. And I think he's got a unique set of skills, big-time arm. Obviously, he's blessed with great size and very good, I think maybe underrated athletic ability. And he's one of the premier guys.
Concussions are a hot topic right now. Does it concern you at all when you hear that, you know, certain players are getting dementia at age 50 in the NFL? And just your thoughts on it and how much concern you have right now as you're playing?
I know the risk that I'm taking playing this game. I love this game. I've had a couple concussions. I think the equipment we're using is you know, pretty cutting edge, and I'm confident in the helmet I'm wearing, the pads I'm wearing, and my ability and wherewithal to get down when I need to. But the concussions are a part of our game. They have been for a long time. They're talked about more because they're diagnosed and talked about, obviously, more than they were 20 years ago. So it's part of the game, but I think the league is doing as much as they can from an equipment standpoint to make us safe.
Aaron,
Have you ever talked to Troy Aikman or Steve Young about concussions and how to help avoid them at the quarterback position or anything with them?
I have talked to Steve about it, yes. I'm not going to share anything, any of that conversation, but I have talked to Steve about it.
The last couple of weeks,
is there any catch Jordan Nelson makes, even though it's surprising? He had two more on Sunday. It seems like most guys are going to get two.
Yeah. Again, like I said after the game with Jordy, he makes such incredible catches. I don't want to just, you know, brush him aside like they didn't happen, but you're not really surprised a whole lot by the plays he makes because he does it in practice all the time and he's so talented. But you gotta admit those aren't made by every receiver across the league. He's a special receiver. Glad he's on our team and glad he makes me and our team look good all the time.
The last couple of weeks, you've shown emphasis on getting the ball out fast. Under like 2.4 seconds, like half of your passes. Is that an emphasis you guys had coming in? Is that what you've been seeing from defenses that's made you go to that? Or?
Yeah, if you've seen a practice, Mike has put those sirens out there, and at 2.5 seconds, they kind of start to go off a little bit. So you got 2.5 seconds to get the ball out before those sirens start getting those lasers in your eyes. So you got to be careful out there.